All right. Hopefully everyone had a blessed girl day. And like I said, if you didn't, God is still God through all our trials and tribulations. So hopefully everyone is out there and y'all are keeping warm, because it's definitely nippy out there today. I don't want nobody to get sick right before the holidays. That wouldn't be bad. So our topic of the show is families and the holidays. Well, some have the families that can blend, and some have the families that are definitely what I call dysfunctional. So what I'm talking about is blended families. Blended families are definitely tough. Definitely tough. You know, you got many families that do fall apart, but, you know, everything happens for a reason, because just like they say, some people are definitely not for you. So you definitely have to be cautious of, you know, who you surround yourself by. It could be, I mean, your family could be the ones, because they're so close to you, that it'd be the ones that would take you out pretty much and, you know, and pray against you. So you definitely have to be cautious of the company you keep, even when it comes to family. So around the holiday time, you know, it's usually difficult because, you know, everyone has the stress on them of trying to get this or trying to do this. Some have good memories, and some memories are not so good. So it's just about you taking care of you and doing what you have to do. But the number one thing you got to do is always keep God first during all the situations that you're going through. So let's see, how not to bring drama into the holidays. Well, the only way you cannot bring drama into the holidays is to control yourself. That's the only thing you can do, is control yourself. You cannot control people. You can't tell people what to do or how to do something. It's you're the one that's going to have the self-control. So when I mean self-control, that means if there's drama in your family, that means you don't go around the drama. So, you know, you just have to be cautious of the things that you – cautious of the people that you surround yourself by and the places that you do go. So, let's see. You know, like I say, you do have some families that do have family drama. I mean, it's not no perfect family, number one. Definitely no perfect family. So you're going to have some type of issue, but everybody's issues are different. But the number one thing, if you don't want to deal with the drama, don't go around it. That's straight up. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, buts about that one. But at the same time, you always have that peacemaker. So, you know, the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. And I'm a firm believer in choosing peace and love above everything else to turn a situation into good. Now, sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. But as long as you keep, you know, God first in the situation, it will definitely be blessed. Definitely be blessed. And, you know, that's one thing about God. He does not come into confusing situations. So, you know, if it's a confusing situation, keep yourself out of it. Stay clear. You don't want to have to be arguing with no one, especially around the holidays. I mean, who wants to be arguing around the holidays? No, not good. But we as parents now, we have to learn to lay aside our selfishness for the sake of our children. So, if you know that you're going around for the holidays with your family, please, don't get into no conversations whatsoever with your family members. Y'all got to know, the kids are watching, and kids definitely imitate what they see. So for the sake of the children, you know what I mean, lay down, just learn to be, don't be selfish. For the sake of the kids, don't be selfish and learn to lay aside your own selfishness, your own differences, just so they don't have to see a bunch of foolishness. And that's pretty much goes, I mean, when we choose to be selfish, that is not according to the biblical principle. So when we choose to not be selfish that's living according to the biblical principles and love. And God will always bless peace and love. So, you know, if you're having a conversation with someone and it turns into be an argument, somebody has to be the bigger person and either step away from the conversation or say, you know what, okay, such and such, that's fine, and just keep it moving. Because sometimes a person's either in your life for a reason or a season. So there's no need to go back and forth because power lies in the depth. Excuse me. When you use your words, you have to be very, very cautious because the words you have to, you can anger a person even more with the type of words that you say. So you have to be cautious of the words that you use when you're speaking to someone. And now, you know, you have some Christians who are, everybody's a sinner saved by grace. I'm going to shed lightning on this one. Everyone is a sinner saved by grace, granted. But you do have some Christians who are saved by grace, but yet when they talk to you or they talk to you with harshness and anger because they're angered, of course. But they're not thinking of, okay, how would God deal with the situation? That's not even in their mind. So they lash out. Now, how would God do that? That's not a peacemaker. That's just, I mean, continuing the conversation. That's what I said. If you have someone in your life or you keep going through a situation with a person and, you know, it's a whole bunch of conversation, it's time to step aside from that person sometimes. You never know. It might have been helpful at one point in time, but you can't keep going through, you know, I call it verbal and mental abuse because that's exactly what it is. Because everyone is a human being at the end of the day, and we're supposed to treat each other as human beings. So nobody's better than nobody, and because nobody's perfect. So you can't be better than me, and I can't be better than you. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes. But and it doesn't matter when it comes to age either. I mean, because you can be dealing with somebody that's older than you or somebody that's younger than you, but you still have to just treat them as an equal so the other person doesn't feel lesser or whatever the case may be, because some people might feel like that. But when it comes to friendship, friendship is the same thing. You got to go according to the biblical principles of peace and love. You know what I'm saying? When it deals with friendship, because friendship should not be hard. It should be easy. Because if you are calling someone your friend, that means y'all are on one accord. You think with the same type of mind. You think alike. Because you can't be friends with somebody that you don't think alike with now. Come on. Let's be for real. But at the same time, why continue on a friendship when you when it's a lot of confrontation? That's not no type of friendship. Yes, y'all might get along on some things and certain times, but at the same time, I don't think a friendship is a whole bunch of bickering and arguing either. So just got to evaluate situations and know when it's time to, you know, when it's time to, you know, go your separate ways. That's what I said, either for a reason or a season. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it doesn't. It also speaks about that also, you know what I mean? If you see your enemy or someone that you're not friends with and they are in need, by all means, you know what I mean, help them. That means you have to put yourself in harm's way to help them or go out your way. But at the same time, if they're hungry, if they need some water to drink, if they out on the street, please, by all means, you know what I mean? Do what God would do. Still do for his enemies, regardless. Now, some people might be like, oh, you tripping. I ain't about to do nothing for my enemies. To each his own. To each his own. I pray for all mine, point blank. Because I don't wish nobody no type of harm whatsoever. So why would I not pray for, you know what I mean, my enemies? That's what it says. Blessed are the peacemakers. And I definitely value myself as a peacemaker. I don't want to, you know, if somebody says, oh, well, yeah, he's an argumentative type of person. No, that they definitely would not describe me as that. So think about it. What would somebody describe you as if they say, oh, well, he or she such and such and such. Now, you have some people who do front now, got two faces.
Oh, yes. It's a lot of people that two faces. And some of the two faces ones are the Christians. I've been in church all my life. And I've seen a lot of two faces, a whole lot of two faces. And it's crazy. You see one thing in church, and you see another thing when you're out of church. So it's like it's crazy how it is. But I mean, it's true though. You do have people who have two faces, show you one thing and show you another thing. I mean, which one is it? I mean, that's what I call just straight up fake. You know what I'm saying? Some people call themselves real. Okay, yeah, you can be real, but at the same time, why not be real all the time? Why hide and this and third and this is who you are, this is who you are? I know you don't let your left hand know what your right hand doing, granted, but at the same time, you are who you are. But, you know, at the same time, to each his own, everybody moves in their own certain type of way and does their own certain type of things. But at the same time, don't let no one disrespect you, though. You can still be a peacemaker and still, you know, and still demand respect at the same time, because everybody is definitely due respect, because they got, I know people can be very, very disrespectful and very, very mean, but life goes on. You got to keep it moving. You can't worry about them. You got to let them deal in their own stuff. And that's another thing that goes to show you when it comes to grudges. Grudges. People, I mean, the Bible speaks about grudges in Galatians. Now, grudges are, that's one thing I've learned coming up, not the whole grudges. And I'm thankful that I learned that. But the simple fact is I was able to teach my own how not to hold grudges towards people who have done them wrong. Especially, you know, when you have to evaluate the situation for what it is, too, when a person does something to you. So you never know what the reason is that they might have, you know, done what they did to you. Everybody has their own reasons. Everybody, you know, that just have their own reasons of why they did anything. But when it comes to grudges, I mean, just don't hold grudges. It's better to just let it go and move on with life, because you're just sitting there harboring this ill will towards this person. But for what reason? I mean, at the same time, sit back, think, and evaluate and say, okay, well, what was going on in that person's life that they could have might have did this? At the same time, you have to think it's not all about you. Some people are so selfish that they hold a grudge because they're only thinking about themselves. Life is not only about yourself. You have to worry about other people. Now, some people might say, oh, yeah, I worry about other people. Yes, some people do worry about other people, but then you have people who worry about other people and want something in return from these people. That is not the way God works. That is the way they work, but not God. So you have to worry about, you got to be wary about those sheep that's in wool clothing. So, you know what I mean? So you got to be very, very careful, because, I mean, you don't know it up front. That's the thing. It takes some time before the real person comes out. And when a real person comes out, you better keep on moving, because you don't need that in your life now. Because if it came out, that's who that person is. So that means it's time to roll out, as I say. Just keep it moving. Since I'm looking backwards now, everything happens for a reason. So you can't keep putting yourself in those situations. You make your peace and keep it moving. Now, that doesn't mean you don't, you hate the person or something like that, but, you know, just gotta know how to be very cautious with certain situations. Now, this is a situation that is very dear to me because it deals with a father's authority. Now, a father is someone who governs, guards, and guides. Now, we have two fathers. You have the spiritual father and the natural father. And, you know, the natural father can definitely let us down at times. And not at times. Yeah. The natural father can definitely let us down at times. But our spiritual father, he never, ever, ever lets us down. He's always present. I don't care what you're doing, where you're at, he's always present. He's a God that sits high and looks low. So people often don't have good natural relationships with their fathers, and that gets reflected in their spiritual relationship because they're, you know, upset and they're angry and hurt. But you have to understand there is so much blessing that's released through the covering of a spiritual father. So that's why it's very important to have your own relationship with God. Very, very important, because people can truly let you down, but God will never let you down. He's always present. In order to be a great leader, you must first learn to submit yourself. Once you learn how to submit yourself, then you can be able to lead. But without submitting yourself, you can't lead. There is so much dysfunction in our society. Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. I mean, every time you turn on the news, you see just everywhere. It's all over. You see commercials with the news channels talking about this, talking about that. That's why the name of my show is Hope for All, because I do have hope for us. You know what I mean? You got to keep the hope. Because without hope, there is no life. So in order to have life, you got to have hope. It's so important to hope, have something to hope for. But in our society, it's dysfunction. Dysfunction is function. Even in our own lives, there's so much dysfunction. I mean, my life is definitely not perfect by far. That's why I speak on so many different topics, because, I mean, I've seen a lot. I've went through a lot. I've done a lot. So to be honest, I'm not ashamed of anything, because God has definitely, he's definitely renewed me, renewed my thinking, and has saved my soul, and I thank God for it. Because if it wasn't for him, I would definitely not be here today. That's for sure. Definitely wouldn't be here. But I just want to, you know, encourage y'all to you just keep the faith. You know, real blessings comes in and brings healing and wisdom. So just keep the faith and keep praying, and trust me, God is always present, and he will definitely hear your prayer. Always know that even if you don't have a father, you still have a father, and that's your spiritual father who's always present. So anytime you talk to him, when you're driving down the street, when you're walking down the street, when you're going to school, when you're on the bus, I don't care where you're at, even at work, when you got those pesky employers or employees that's bothering you, honey, who? You think you can't sit there and talk to your God? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I definitely want to keep you updated on what's going on with Delaware. Like I tell you, Delaware and their corruption. I mean, it's corruption everywhere. Just like when I called the Department of Justice, said, honey, it's corruption all over the world. The whole world is corrupt. And she wasn't lying, because it surely enough is. But definitely want to keep you updated. Still working on Gretchen Gilchrist. Still working on Gretchen Gilchrist. And for those who don't know, because I know we do have new callers on. So those who don't know, Gretchen C. Gilchrist is my former attorney who dropped my case in the middle of my case with my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter. And Governor Markell retaliated against me and confirmed her as a commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse. Now, Gretchen C. Gilchrist is not qualified to be a commissioner. That's number one. Myself and another client of Ms. Gretchen, we presented all the evidence towards Governor Jack Markell. Governor Jack Markell, as well as the executive board members of the House of Senate. Now, Patricia Blevins, who is the former president, because she's no longer there, thanks be to God, the 14 of the senators, they did not vote her back in due to her lack of divulging the evidence that we presented to her before the confirmation. So the 14 senators who had no knowledge of this evidence voted for Gilchrist to be confirmed as a commissioner. So if they had the evidence beforehand, they would not have voted it. But just like I asked, why could you not rescind your vote? And rescind means to remove. Why would you not remove your vote if you've seen all this evidence? So the senators, instead, they removed Patricia Blevins. So that was a big victory. That was a blessing. Now, I didn't do it by myself. Now, I had help. That's one thing I could do. I give credit where credit is due. So it was another client of Gretchen C. Gilchrist. We worked together. We got it done. But thanks be to God, she was removed. And still fighting, because you still got one more. Gretchen C. Gilchrist, she cannot continue to be a commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse, especially after putting in wrong documentations of clients and putting wrong Social Security numbers, wrong addresses, just wrong everything. The woman just was doing her own foolishness. I mean, she was a one-woman show. Most of her experience was in PA for 17 years. So just like the lady Abby at Governor Markell's office said, she knew nothing about Gilchrist, never heard of her, and, you know, how can you become a commissioner and nobody knows you? I mean, where's your credentials? Where's your recommendations? How did you get this job? I'll tell you how she got the job. She, in the middle of Brad Eby's campaign, he got a new campaign manager. Guess who the campaign manager was, y'all? Gretchen C. Gilchrist. Now, this was a time when my daughter went missing, that Ms. Gilchrist wanted to become a campaign manager, became a campaign manager for Brad Eby. So this is why I could not get a hold of her when I needed her pertaining to my daughter and her missing case. But yet this woman became a commissioner. So I guess they're waiting for her to mess up, because she's going to mess up now. This woman don't know what she's doing, straight up. So she's definitely going to jack up something. But at the same time, they can't say that they did not know, because I'm still talking about it. I'm still going to write about it. I'm still doing what I have to do. I am not giving up, because at the same time, this is wrong. So when it's wrong, you got to fight for something that's right. And what's right is Gretchen C. Gilchrist not being commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse. Now, they will want me to shut up and not say anything. That's why I had to start a radio station, because they didn't want to hear me. The newspapers, they played me big time. Had me waiting out there at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, in the cold, waiting for the editor. The editor, both editors from the Delaware State newspaper and from the Dover Post, they met with me. They told me I needed to shorten my paper so they can put it in newspapers. Do you think them jokers put it in newspapers? No. So Mr. Jim Lee from the Dover Post, who is the editor, definitely got to call them out, because they were dead wrong for that. And Mr. Andy West from the Delaware State News. Neither one of them put anything in the paper. They don't want to put anything when it comes to putting people's names. But the same name that was in there, Patricia Blevins, she's no longer the president of the House of Senate. She was removed from her position after 26 years. The woman is not there. That speaks volumes. A lot of volume. That's a victory. And only God can do that one, okay? That's why I said you have to help God do the work. You got to do some work now and let him do the rest. Okay? That's how it works. That's how it works. But after the newspapers decided not to put it in there, started the radio show, for the simple fact is I had to get the word out there about what's going on in Delaware, because this is family court. This is where a lot of families' lives are at stake. So the last thing I would want to happen is for someone else to go through what I'm going through now, because I'm still going through it. It's not done. It's not over. That's what I said. As things progress and go along, I will definitely keep you up to date on everything. But we definitely have to, you know, keep fighting for what's right. Don't give up the hope. Don't give up faith. Continue to stand on faith, because that's the only thing that's going to get us through everything that's going on in this nation. Our faith, our faith, our faith. Now, this Trump presidency, I don't have too much to say about that. All I can say is we kind of have hope. Because Mr. Trump, he is off the chain. This man, it has been tweeting like a little kid. I mean, we're in some deep doo-doo, but I don't know what to say. All I can say is all we have to do is just pray for him and pray that God renews his mind and just pray that he makes the best decision, not based on himself, because once you have a selfish person doing something else for the country, that's the problem. Because I don't know him to, you know, do charity events and functions and this and third. No. But this is our president. So we have to have some, we got to have faith in him. We got to, you know, and just hope for the best. That's all I can say. I try to keep things on the positive because that's the type of person I am. I'm a positive type of person. I don't like the negativity, and I definitely don't want to deal with the negativity from no one or hear the negativity. So why would I sit there and talk bad about the man? All I can do is just keep it real, though. I can't lie about anything. Like I said, when he tweet like he's a little kid. He is very ignorant. So ignorance, they said love conquers all. That man needs some love, some super bona fide love. I don't know if he's not getting enough love, but he needs some more love on top of love on top of love on top of love, because that man is ignorant. And when I say that to say, I mean, that's a true statement, because I use it with my daughter. And even with my daughter's, with my daughter's grandmother. We used to have a situation, but like I used to tell her, love conquers all. And sure enough, it sure did, because God answered that prayer. So, you never know sometimes. You never know. And it's definitely a blessing to see the relationship has definitely turned because of love. Got to keep showing love through situations. It's very important. So just pray for Trump and just hope for the best when it comes to the Trump presidency, because my, we're in for a long, long road. It's not going to be easy, but, you know, nothing is easy when this type of stuff is. So we just got to, you know, hope for the best and just see how things go. So with that said, my time is running short, and they're going to cut me off soon. So, like I say, just hope for the best, pray for Trump, and that's all we can do at the end of the day. So with all that, y'all make sure y'all take it easy, be safe out there, and bundle up, and do not, please be safe, because it's cold out there, and it's the holiday season. And this is a time when people, you know, they try to do foolishness. So just be safe. So tune in, same time every night, 6:30 p.m.